This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government engaged with the global community in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. The outreach event organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting featured participation from the Global Media Dialogue representing various governments. Speaking at the event, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav stated that the Waves platform is designed for new age creators from all walks of life to produce high value content. He emphasized that the world is rapidly changing and that India holds a unique position.
World is rapidly changing, and we in India, we have a very unique position. We have a more than billion people who have access to mobile phone, more than 640 million people use smartphones, our digital rates are one of the lowest in the world, actually the lowest in the world, and people have adopted digitalization the way like a fish takes to water.
Mr. Vaishnav further announced that a $1 billion fund will be created to support the creator economy. Addressing the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted how India is driving a content revolution, blending tradition with technology to shape global storytelling. Dr. Jaishankar stated that true globalization is not about a single narrative or one version of the truth, but about capturing the immense diversity of people across the planet. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were also present at the event. The first edition of the Wave Summit is scheduled to be held from May 1st to May 4th in Mumbai. On the eve of Holi, celebrations have begun nationwide with colours, music and festive joy. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed her greetings to citizens on the eve of Holi. In a message, she stated that Holi, the festival of colours, brings happiness and enthusiasm. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also extended his greetings to the nation on the eve of this vibrant festival. In his message, he emphasised that Holi marks the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolising new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people on the occasion of Holi. In a social media post, he expressed that this festival, filled with joy and happiness, will bring new enthusiasm and energy into everyone's lives, while also strengthening the colours of unity among the countrymen. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers at different railway stations in Delhi NCR. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay informed that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations. The Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE has said that the Class 12 examinations scheduled to be held on Saturday will be conducted as planned despite extended Holi celebrations across various parts of the country. The board, in a statement, said that the Class 12 examination for Hindi core and Hindi elective subjects will be held on the scheduled date. It added that students who are unable to attend the examination on 15th March will be given an opportunity to appear in the special examination conducted for students participating in national or international level sports events. The Uttar Pradesh Police Recruitment and Promotion Board declared the final result for the UP Police Constable recruitment today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath extended his congratulations to 60,244 youth selected for the post of constable. In a social media post, the Chief Minister expressed special joy over the recruitment of 12,048 girls into the police force. In badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen delivered a dominant performance today to defeat defending champion Jonathan Christie to advance into the quarterfinals of All England Open Championships. With the victory, Sen secured his first quarterfinal appearance of the year, marking his best performance since the Paris Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.